Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Dr. Stephen Nedu, says decentralization of pre-tertiary education started in 1995. The policy seeks to decentralize not only in the district and municipal assemblies. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the policy, Dr. Edu said the bill is before cabinet and will soon be sent to parliament for ratification. Dr. Edu explains further what the policy seeks to achieve.
The decentralization started as far back as 1995. And if you look at the Act 778, that bill that was passed into law, into Act 778 of 2008, talks about the decentralized system. And by this act, education is to be decentralized, whereby the basic education will be under the jurisdiction of the district assembly. By this act, it means that the education director will be part of the district assembly at the district, municipal, and then metro office. So when it happens like that, it means that a lot of the oversight will be from the district assembly. But you know, there were some controversies over this bill against Act 506, which established the Ghana Education Service. So they are working towards amalgamation of the two acts so that we can have one act as far as education is concerned. That act, I've been told, is now put before cabinet, and very soon it will be sent to parliament for the necessary amendment to be made.
Do you think that this will be in the interest of prudent management of schools and education in this country? I'm looking at some communities which are not endowed, whilst others are very much endowed. Don't you think that there will be that discrepancy?
You know, when you talk about decentralization, there are so many forms of decentralization across the world. So depending on how Ghana wants to go, at least they will look at all these issues and then consider them. If you go to some other countries, they practice in a form of a quasi-decentralized system where some of the things will be at the national level. So if you look at the Ghana one, for instance, it's similar to that because we will still continue to have these three bodies.
On heads of schools who are still charging fees waived by government and the GES, Mr. Edu said it is unacceptable. He said heads who compel students to buy new textbooks whilst they have copies should desist from that practice.
At the basic level, the government provides all the textbooks. When it comes to supplementary, that one is just by the parent. That's at the basic level. The government does have not come out with any supplementary books that should be used at the basic level. We think that at least we have the textbooks that are supposed to be supplied by the government. So you cannot say that you have to procure textbooks at the basic level. But when you go to some schools, some parents are buying, especially the reading materials, as supplementary books. That one is coming from the parents. And if they are doing that, the government has not sanctioned that they should buy these things. But the point is that if they feel that they can buy these books to support their children in school, I think that is that. When it comes to the senior high school, you know that the government has sanctioned the procurement of certain basic books. Those are the literature books, which is part, is just like textbooks for these students. Those books have been sanctioned and then they have been put on the bill of all students in the senior high school. Apart from this, the directive is that all other books could be, if they're supplementary, should be at the stores so that students who are interested in can go and then buy. But the government does not sanction that students should be buying these other books so that they can change over. So if somebody is saying that the first years have bought it, they've gone to second year, the brother has come and they will not allow, I don't think it's right. Because the point is that the books are supposed to be by the discretion of the student and then the parent. So no school can force any student to buy these books. By our policies now, the books that are supposed to be procured by the students are put on the student bill. Any other book should be
optional. Red yoke, but others over.
All others should be optional. Then the students and the parents can decide to procure or not to procure.